at me.
My tattoos definitely are very spiritual to me and come from my indigenous culture. I do have very large earlobes, stretched earlobes, and piercings on my lips. But many, many cultures throughout the world have similar piercings and tattoos, all the way from South America to Africa to up here in British Columbia. People have these same piercings, and I think I'm just kind of using those piercings in a more modern sense, but it stems from something that's traditional and indigenous.
The first time I saw her, a teenager with purple hair, Rainy Blue Cloud changed my idea of punk from ugly to ornamental, even beautiful. She was organizing against an anti-loitering, i.e. anti-kids, ordinance in Nevada City, California. She won that struggle and then ran for Nevada City Council, at 19, the youngest candidate in California. Organizing came naturally to Rainy. Her mother, Sarah Greensfelder, created the California Indian Basket Weavers Association. Her father, Peter Blue Cloud, is a Ganyangahaka, or Mohawk, now living in Quebec. Rainy has gone on to international political activism. Recently returned from conferences in Durban, South Africa, and Geneva, Switzerland, Rainy now lives in Vancouver, British Columbia, where she has a degree in Aboriginal Studies.
I see myself and other young people, especially the ones that I go to school with who are definitely on the road to being activists themselves. I see we have this great burden to create a more peaceful world, to make a better world, and it's very hard because, yeah, every since September 11th, things have been harder and things are stressful and people don't really know how to deal with it spiritually or emotionally.
Rainy is aiming now for a law degree in international economics. Rainy Blue Cloud Greensfelder, international activist for Indigenous human rights.
Well, I think that by going back to our traditions and back to the knowledge of our elders, I think we can create a better place to live. We just have to put some faith in traditions and in elders and listen to what they have to say, and I do think that can make change. It's just getting people to listen, I guess, that's the hard part.
Rainy Blue Cloud Greensfelder, presented by Joan Buffington. Her story is a production of the Women's Collective of KVMR-FM, Nevada City, California. We can be reached at kvmr.org.